Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, we thank you for the angelic realm that is here today. And Holy Spirit, I want to speak about you today. Because I want people to have even a greater understanding of what you're doing in this hour, in this time. And we just say, God, come in all your glory. Oh, we love you. We love you, we love you. Lead us to you today, Jesus. Let us have a deeper relationship with you, that we may go deeper and deeper. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I've had quite a rough week with infections, and I know there's people waiting for ministry, but I need another 2 weeks off. I just have to put that out there. I'm still on antibiotics, but I'm getting better, okay? But I have had a rough week. So I was just pondering yesterday and felt the Father say how much he wants us to fulfill his destiny. You know, he knew us before we were born. He already had a plan for each one of us. This isn't my message, but I felt to bring it right at the beginning. He had a plan for us. It was written in the book of life. And some people go astray, but God's saying at this time just to get close to him. And I had a whole day in bed this week just being with him. I was feeling miserable. I was feeling sorry for myself. I thought, is this my time? Am I going home? You know how the enemy comes in like a roaring lion. And then I had time with God. And he came and he touched me. And I was watching a little terrible video of this guy catching a huge snake today and put it in a bag. And I just feel that the enemy comes in. You know, that snake came in the night. They didn't know. But when they walked into the garage, there was this huge snake. And see, the enemy's out to come in and sneak in when it's dark, when you're feeling despair, when you're feeling just not right. And he comes to rob, steal. And that's how I was in bed, going, ugh. You know how it is? And then I thought, no. So this is what God taught me this week. You know, I just know that the race is set before us. And I love it that the Holy Spirit abides in us. And I just want to read from John 14. Can you put this up? And New King James, John 14. Verse 15 to 18. He's good, Ian. But Jesus promises another helper. You know, Jesus went to heaven, but he said, a helper will come. Wow. Okay, if you love me, keep my commandments. And this is what he said. This is Jesus speaking. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, and that he will abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Isn't that powerful? The world cannot receive the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and be in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. He's our helper. He's the Spirit of truth. Wow. He dwells in you and will be in you. And I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. And you know, I just love the scripture, the Spirit of truth dwells totally in us. How we need a deeper understanding of the Holy Spirit. You know, many years I was in a church that didn't speak the truth about the Holy Spirit. I was from the age of 12, I got saved, and I was in this church till I was 28, 29, 30-ish. And it was until I went through deep waters that I found the Holy Spirit. But I had never been taught the Holy Spirit. I'd never been taught the truth. They were in deception. But we have the Spirit of truth to open up things to us. And the Spirit of truth always leads us to the intimacy with Jesus. That's why God said, Jesus said, I will get, the Helper will come and will bring your truth into you, that you may know Jesus. And you know, I was crying out in bed, I need help, Lord. I need help. And God came and I worshipped him. I just got in the presence of God and I felt his anointing. And you know, we get despair and the enemy, things going on, and we think, when is God going to move in this situation? But God is there. He's our helper. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's the Spirit of truth. He gives you wisdom. He gives you revelation. We have got all that if we just ask. Ask. He will help you. But most of all, the Holy Spirit tells you the truth about Jesus. What he's done for us. He died. He shed his blood for us, that we may know him, that we may seek him. I'm just in a place where I want to seek him more and more. And I know the beautiful Holy Spirit, he comes and he tells me all that Jesus says about me. He tells me how much Jesus loves me. And that's what he says to you. And Abba Father comes. I never had a father. I never knew what it was like to be loved. I never knew what it was like to have an earthly father. But the Holy Spirit tells me the truth about the Father of God. He tells me that I am loved. He tells me that I am precious. He tells me that I am not a failure. He tells me I am not rejected. He tells me that I have got a destiny in him. He fills me up with the truth of the Holy Spirit. The enemy comes like a flood, like that snake, comes in and creeps in, slithers and takes away the truth. But Abba Father loves you. Jesus loves you. The Holy Spirit tells you the truth of what the Holy Spirit is saying. And he's saying, I am your comforter. I am your helper. I am there for you. You know, and after I spent time, I had to go to the pharmacy. And when I walked in there, I thought I looked ill and yuck. And this lady came up to me in the Estee Lauder. She sprayed me with perfume, knowing. And she said to me, you glow with a aura. It's always this aura. This aura, I seem to, if people, you've got this aura. And I say, do you know what it is? And I'm getting good, Kevin. I tell them about Jesus. I tell them that I meditate upon him. I tell them all about his love for me. I tell them about Heavenly Father, how he has a destiny for us. And she said, Trish, I love it when you come in. Yeah. And that was even after I told her. She wants more. She wants more. She wants more of what we're carrying. The Holy Spirit is in us. He's our helper. He's our truth. And I love it when you get before God and you say, is there anything in me that is not of you? I tell you what, the Holy Spirit of truth comes. And he tells you. I wrote out, because as I was in bed, I just wrote 5 pages to the Father. And I said, is there any wicked way in me? And when you ask him, he just shows you a few things. He showed me. And I'm going, wow, God. He showed me. He showed me. Trish, you've got unforgiveness still there. You're not liking that person very much. You should be. You know, these are my exes. You think you've got over it. You think you're through. You think you know, but... And the enemy... Holy Spirit, you know, we are flesh, aren't we? And our reaction sometimes can be stink. Yeah? And God is saying, go to the Holy Spirit and he'll tell you the truth of your actions. I have to have a drink. This is going to be dangerous. There's so much anointing in here. Thanks, Clive. But the Holy Spirit, I believe today the Father's saying and Jesus is saying, you've got to know the Holy Spirit and all that he is. I felt I knew him completely, but when you say, Holy Spirit, I come and I want the truth. I want the truth of the Word of God. I want to know all about Jesus. And sometimes the Holy Spirit takes you and your vision into the heavenly places. And when you get into the heavenly places and you're seated with Jesus, you need the truth. Because you want to come in, as David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And that's what the Holy Spirit tells you, the truth. Hallelujah. You know, the Holy Spirit cannot come if we're stuffing our lives. And I was just listening to an example. If you invite someone into your house and said, this is your bedroom, but you're not allowed in any other place of the house, it's a bit hard, isn't it? And sometimes the Holy Spirit's saying, I want to come into every room. I want to be welcomed into every part of your life. Into your mind, your heart and soul. I want to know Jesus so much that I walk in the anointing of God, that I can see things like I've never seen before. I can speak right into people's hearts when we go out in the byways and highways. People are out there. I tell you what, people are hungry to hear about Jesus. They want to be healed. They want to be saved. There's a hunger out there. I have not had anybody that says, "Ugh, I don't want to hear," except my children, but they're coming back, they're in the basket. There goes Mum again, and I'm going, oh. Have you prayed about it? You know, and I get a reaction from my children, and it hurts, but... The Spirit of Truth says to me, those children, they're in their 40s, are going to be saved, healed, delivered, and they're going to proclaim, whoa. That's what God is saying about your children and your grandchildren. The Spirit of Truth saying, you and your household will be saved. Do you believe it? The Helper wants to come. He wants to come deeper. He is here because I am plastered. But he said, I am the Spirit of Truth. You know, if we have unforgiveness, if we have bitterness, if we have jealousy, if we have pride, if we gossip, if we slander, do you think the Holy Spirit is wanting to come and fill you to overflowing? He will come and tell you the truth. Yes. And he will help you to repent. He will help you to forgive. Sometimes we get so hurt. When my second husband abused my daughter, I really thought, how will I ever, ever forgive? But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, when you get flat on your face before God, he tells you the way, and the way is to love, is to forgive, to come out of that past, out of that darkness, out. I never thought I'd ever get out of that dark room. I still hurt that my daughter is still not healed and given up on God because of it. I hurt. She was so on fire for God. My children were so on fire. Laurie and you, Robin, you knew them when they were on fire for God. We were in their church. They used to put up their hands. They used to praise God. They loved the Holy Spirit. They were used. But then the enemy came in like a flood and brought darkness like that snake. Came in the night and tried to destroy my family. But God, the Spirit of Truth says, Trish, they will come back and they will be on fire. They will be on fire for me. Every prayer that we pray up to God and at the basket goes right to the throne room. The angels take all our prayers, and God is working out all things for good. Never give up. The Holy Spirit will always be there to help you. And what I love about God, in verse 18 I read it, Jesus said, I will never leave you an orphan. I will come to you. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to take us, you know, into the greater love. We're not orphaned. We are sons and daughters. I know it's sonship, but we are the sons and daughters of God. We are privileged one. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's got a destiny. He's got the Book of Life up there. I always see that Book of Life, that what God wrote out for me and my destiny. And God has written out every destiny in that book. And we will see it. And we will see whether we fulfilled it. I remember thinking, I don't want to go back to church way back. You know, the enemy came in, and who do I trust? Where do I go? What do I, you know, you just... I would have lost my destiny, because you don't look at man. You don't fear man. You just look at God and the Holy Spirit, your helper. Whoa. I hope I'm making sense to you, but it's like this is such the truth of the Holy Spirit. You know, I watch Clive sometimes. I don't watch him too closely, but he's got an old... This is... Well, no, this is, I watch some other things to make sure the plants are in the right place and things like that. Got that right. Yeah, no, that's good, Nad. Yeah, that's good. But what I'm talking about, Clive's got an old dunger of a car, his favourite car, his paint car. He loves this car. It's like it has second place in the car shed. But every so often, every 6 months, I think, Clive changes the oil. That's right. And is the filter dirty? The oil's dirty? And God spoke to me through that. Because God wants to anoint us with fresh oil. But is there goobies and there's all muck, isn't there? And God is saying, let's get rid. Let's be filled and let's be cleansed. Let's be purified. Whatever holds you back, please let it go. Whatever sin holds you, just say, I want to get rid of it today. I don't want it to be in my life. I want to go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Because that's what God is calling us to. And then when Clive starts his car, after a clean, it pops into life before it's sluggish and smells more. Odour, horrible. But God says, I want to get rid of all your garbage, all the old oil. Today it's like, I'm bringing new oil, I'm bringing new wine. Nothing is impossible with God. And I just feel some are going through something and you haven't had answers to prayer. Go to the help of the Holy Spirit. He will give you ideas. I'm going, why didn't I think of that? In the middle of the night, he gives me an idea. I go, whoa, that is amazing. You know, he's creative. He wants us to move in revelation. You know, like I had to go to the rheumatologist and this is a nurse. And the Lord said, I want you to take her a gift. I want you to honor her today. I want you to take a card. And I said, why didn't I think of that? What a good idea. So, because she's looked after me for years. And so I got this beautiful card. I wrote beautiful words. I bought her this beautiful soap that just the fragrance of the Lord. I said, Lord, let that fragrance just, every time she has a shower, let the fragrance of God be on her. But that shifted something in the atmosphere. And I know I told you last week or the week before how I was able to tell her about Jesus. It opened the door because the Holy Spirit gave me a revelation. I think we've got to honor people more for what they do for us. That's why I wanted to honor Shirley and Malcolm today, for what they've done, to honor them for their faithfulness to this church, faithfulness out of this church, faithfulness. Their whole lives have been, they just spend so much time in the Holy Spirit. But we've got to go deeper into the Holy Spirit to know that he gives us wisdom and revelation. And you know, it was like the other day, it was the Holy Spirit just comforted me and he brought me to the truth of the knowledge of sonship, of being a daughter. I was going to preach short, sorry. Can I just bring one thing that I just get into the Holy Spirit of tongues more and more and more. You know, I used to say, God, I repeat things so much. You know, what do I go? You know, sometimes I go, but you know, every sound to the Father is a different sound to what we hear. And even though we're repeating ourselves, the Father knows what you're saying. And do you know, when the high priest in the days of Moses went into the tabernacle, he spoke in tongues. He prayed in tongues so the enemy would not know what was being said. So tongues have been around right from the beginning of time. But as you pray and as you get filled up, I tell you what, you pray for an hour in the Holy Spirit in tongues, you will go out, you will see things, you will change the atmosphere, you will be so filled up that God will use you. I just say to you, please pray more in tongues when you go to the toilet, when you're in the shower, when you're peeling potatoes, when you're at work, when you're in the car. Don't get perturbed with people cutting in on you. Just go, ka-ski-bo-ko-ba-ba. You know when they do things, you've got to go, whoa, Holy Spirit, my helper. Ki-ara-ba-ba-ka-ski-bo-ko-ba. Ki-ara-ba-ba-ba-ba. I mean, I've done some things that have been wrong in driving, and you get, and I'm going, oh, instead of getting fed, just say, I bless them. I know I made a mistake. Sorry. But, you know, get into tongues. It is powerful. Hallelujah. So we're just going to pray. If the worship team could come up, please. I did have another scripture. What was it? Doesn't matter. Oh, yes, John 17:26, and I declared to them your name, and I will declare it, that the love which is with you, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. Isn't that powerful? His love is so, we've got oozy, goozy, goozy love. You know when you feel, I remember being at a John Wimber conference, and I wanted to hug everybody that was around me. I wanted to share the love of God. It was just oozing. But people that people coming and sucking, you know, like coming, and they'd come this way. And I'm going, God knows. You know, a hug is healing. But it's like his love is in us and we've got to share it abroad. His love. Not being upset with people. If you've been upset with people this week, throw it away. And just bless them now in Jesus' name. Because some people are not healed. And they come out of their hurts and they hurt you. I when someone says something to me that's hurting, I'm going, where did that come from? And the Lord always say, it's their hurt, it's their rejection. It's not you at all. I've had people that come up and said, I've forgiven you, Trish. And I'm going, what have I done? I've got no idea, but I don't even want to ask them. I don't even want to know. But God, I'll just pray. Father, I thank you that you've given us the Holy Spirit. And I thank you that, Lord, you want us to know Jesus more. And you want us to know you, Daddy God. And you haven't left us orphaned. You've never left us alone. You've never forsaken us. You've known everything that we've been through. And Father, I just pray that today hearts that are heavy, that you will come and just lift off the heaviness and bring a joy, bring a freedom, bring peace. And Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, oh, you are just so beautiful. Holy Spirit, you are just wonderful. We just honor you, Holy Spirit. We just thank you that you're the one that gives wisdom. We thank you that you're the one that gives revelation. We thank you that you're our counselor. When we're going through deep things, you come and you counsel us. You're our helper. You are the Spirit of truth. The truth is the Word of God. And Lord, I pray that we may grab hold of the Word of God like never before. That we will devour the Word, and Holy Spirit, that you will show us the truth and the revelation that is in your beautiful Word. Jesus, Jesus, you are the Word. I'm just feeling something that is so powerful, but I just pray that somehow it ignites you to go deeper into Him. Hallelujah.